Thank you for being with us this evening, and also we want to thank the listeners that are going to be participating in this event. This is a joint project sponsored by Shriner University, Texas Tech University, Texas Public Radio, and the Hill Country Alliance. And on behalf of those organizations, we extend our appreciation for you coming and attending tonight and for listening in. My name is Andy Murr, and I hail from Kimball County, which is just west of here near Junction. I am excited to be your moderator this evening. You have three very qualified panelists. Suzanne Scott is the general manager of the San Antonio River Authority. John Ashworth is a senior consultant with the groundwater consulting firm LBG Guyton Associates. And Tommy Matthews is currently vice chairman of the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority. Before we begin, in the appreciation of those in attendance, I want to recognize that we have multiple elected and appointed officials with us here this evening, all with the goal of worrying about the needs of our precious resource water, including County Commissioner Jonathan Letts, who is chair of Region J, the Regional Water Planning Board. Real quick, I want to give you an observation of mine. I come from a ranching family, and we grew up without running water on the ranch that I grew up on. And I can tell you that water was and remains the lifeblood in our family, as it does for many other people. Without water, we would not be able to depend upon the Mother Nature that provided us for what we had. And my whole adult life has been spent worrying about this resource, both groundwater and surface water. We have experienced dry wells in my family, and we've worried about the level of a river and whether or not it would continue to sustain us. That being said, this topic tonight is of great importance to all of you listening. I'm going to begin by introducing you to our first panelist and ask Suzanne to give us a few words on what she does and her perspective on our water needs. Suzanne Scott is the general manager of the San Antonio River Authority and voting member of the South Texas Regional Planning Group, which is Region L. Suzanne also currently serves as chair of the Guadalupe San Antonio Basin and Bay Stakeholder Committee that makes recommendations for the health of these river and bay systems. Please welcome Suzanne Scott.
It's a pleasure to be here this evening to be able to talk to you a little bit about the San Antonio River Authority and what we do. First of all, the San Antonio River Authority jurisdiction is Bear, Wilson, Karnes, and Goliad County. So we directly deal with both urban and rural water issues that affect our basin. We are unique as a river authority that the San Antonio River Authority has an elected board rather than an appointed board. Most river authority boards in Texas are appointed by the governor. We have an elected board. We have 12 members, 6 from Bear County, and then 2 each from each of our downstream counties, making a total of 12 members of our board. The reason we have an elected board is that we also have taxing authority. We are unique in that regard. We collect a property tax that's capped at 2 cents per $100 valuation and can only be used for planning and operations and maintenance activity. We can't build anything with the property tax that we collect. The reason that the legislature gave us taxing authority is because, again, we are unique. We do not develop water projects or hydroelectric projects, that kind of thing, like other river authorities do. We spend most of our time, talent, in the areas of flood control and water quality issues within our basin. We also develop parks within our basin, and we do have a small wastewater utility operation in a portion of Bear County. Our major initiatives, we of course spend a lot of time on flood control issues. One of the things in Bear County, when the River Authority was formed back in 1937, when a lot of river authorities in Texas were formed, The original purpose of the San Antonio River Authority was to determine whether or not the San Antonio River could be navigable so that the city of San Antonio could actually be a port city so that we could try to have barge traffic from the coast all the way up the San Antonio River to the city of San Antonio. They quickly realized that that was not going to be possible because there's not enough water in the San Antonio River to make that happen, and you would have to, you know, totally change the whole character of the San Antonio River to allow it to be navigable in that regard. So they worked with the Corps of Engineers back in the day, and they realized that was not going to be possible. We had a major flood in San Antonio in 1946, which caused death and destruction. And after that, the River Authority's mission was really changed to start to address the flood control issues because the city of San Antonio was starting to grow at a very rapid pace. And we all know that growth causes changes in the dynamics of our watershed, and that was even starting back then. So we really started getting very involved then in a lot of the flood control issues. And in 1954, we partnered up with the Corps of Engineers for a major flood control project, channelizing 31 miles of the San Antonio River and its tributaries. And that included the addition of two underground tunnels that manage much of the flooding in downtown San Antonio. Big, huge tunnels that go underneath downtown San Antonio. So that project, which is known as the San Antonio Channel Improvements Project, really involved the San Antonio River Authority's attention for many, many, many years. That project really wasn't completed until the late 90s with the final part opening of the last part of the tunnel in 1997, right before we had the flood of 98, in October of 98. So since then, we have really, in our flood control area, we've done a lot to be very innovative in managing floodplains and trying to figure out how, with growing development, we can try to figure out how we manage our watersheds. We do a lot of watershed master planning. We're trying to work with our city and county partners to see how we can mitigate the impact of flooding in our community. We spend quite a bit of time now looking at sustainable development practices. The River Authority is very involved in trying to change the Unified Development Code in San Antonio to try to look at low-impact development strategies to manage stormwater in a much more comprehensive way so that we can look at things such as rain gardens or low-impact development strategies such as pervious pavement or other ways where we can slow down the water that's coming from upstream in our watershed and spread it out and let it soak in, use it as a resource, every drop counts, and also slow it down and try to mitigate that first flush of rain that comes with all the pollutants as well as the quantity of water that comes in those initial rain events that we are so, we're all very used to in Flash Flood Alley that we're all in here. So we spend quite a bit of time in that flood control issues. Water quality is also a big deal. We have a water quality laboratory that does lots of work. We have monitoring locations up and down the basin to try to make sure that we can keep tabs on what's happening with water quality issues in our basin. We're also very concerned about flow issues in our river and all the way down to the bays. We will be talking about this more in a few minutes as we get into the panel discussion, but obviously flow into the river is extremely important to maintain the aquatic health of the river and just the general dynamics and health of our river system. So we've been very involved in that. We're also very involved in river restoration projects. We've restored 8 miles of the San Antonio River south of downtown that was channelized as part of that flood control project that I mentioned earlier with the Corps of Engineers. And that's been a very big success, and we're trying to do some more of that in San Antonio. We have, as far as water planning goes, the San Antonio River Authority serves as the administrator for the Regional Planning Group. So we make sure we contract all the consultants, and we make sure that all the planning process moves forward in a very organized fashion. We do all the posting of the meetings and management of the websites and all of that. I am a member of the Regional Planning Board, as well as Sarah serving as administrator. and I am the chairperson for the Guadalupe San Antonio Bay and Basin Stakeholder Committee. That committee was formed as part of the Senate Bill 3 process to look at, to try to set standards for environmental flows for our river and bay. And we've gone through that process within our within the Guadalupe San Antonio River area. We've set our standards, and we also identified several voluntary strategies to try to make sure that we can try to achieve those flow standards. And we're working right now with some scientific studies that were funded by the legislature in the last session, and trying to make sure that we can get try to meet those flow standards for the river and bay. So that's a lot in a little bit of time, but I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of what we're doing at the River Authority. I'll be glad to, in a few minutes, take any questions that y'all may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Our next panelist tonight is John Ashworth. He is a senior consultant with the groundwater consulting firm of LBG Guyton Associates, where he directs the firm's water management planning activities. John is currently the primary consultant for two of the state's 16 water planning regions, including the local plateau region, which is Region J. John.
Thank you. Back in the 1950s, the state of Texas suffered a really serious extended drought period. We all know about the drought of the 1950s, and we tend to measure droughts based on that period of time. And what we're beginning to discover now is that we are beginning to recognize some of the exact same problems that we had back in the 1950s, even though they may be the result of something else. That something else is population. Following the 1950s, the state legislature realized that there were a lot of communities out there that just were in a dangerous situation in terms of having a good sustainable water supply. They created the Texas Water Development Board to begin the process of doing water planning to ensure that we would have adequate water in the future. This went well for 30 or 40 years, with state water plans being developed out of the state office in Austin. Late in the, about the mid-1950s, the late 1990s, we had another series of droughts in which several communities once again ran out of water. Even though we had a state water plan, it came as a shock. So with the leadership of the legislature, Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock, Senate Bill 1 was passed to redefine how we do water planning. This was the start of what we now know as regional water plans. The state was divided into 16 regions, and each one of those regions is responsible for looking at its own situation. Is there adequate water? What are the sources? Are any of the communities in danger of running out of water? What are the problems out there? What this is doing is adding a personality to the state water plan. In the end, all 16 regional water plans come together to form the next state water plan. So this was finally an opportunity for people in each one of these regions to ensure that the problems that they're seeing are addressed, and each regional water plan does indeed get carried over to the state water plan. If you read the state water plan, you can find within its chapters the issues that are brought about by each one of those regions. So is the process working? Absolutely it's working. It's working because, one, it's giving a personality to the plan. Number two, it's helping to identify issues at a much deeper depth than was ever done before. Number three, it's allowing citizens of your set, like yourself, to be a part of this process. And number four, and one of my think is often overlooked, is the educational aspect. We have more of an opportunity for people to understand what the problems are and how we might be able to solve them. Now, I'm up here sitting on the panel tonight a little bit different than our other two speakers. This is my job, regional water planning. I'm a paid consultant for two of the regions. The Texas Water Development Board that oversees the process has a very thick set of rules about how each region is to develop their plan so that they can all be put together into the state plan. And that's my job, is to make sure that each, that the planning group follows these guidelines, that we develop the information that is necessary. I and my staff work diligently to visit with the communities to understand what the problems are, bring that back to the planning group, and let the planning group make those decisions that will end up being water management strategy recommendations in the regional water plans.